Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 10th day of March, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is current events update, and before we begin the call, we do dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo-Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program, Cymru am Byth. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you watch language and also use proper etiquette on the radio, as if there are more than two of us talking, we tend to talk over each other, so try not to do that. Also, we are in the question and answer mode, which means everybody contacting this call will be muted automatically until such time as you indicate you wish to speak. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. A lot of information there. Daily Mail is where I put the news. How to listen in on this show and its schedule is placed on the Listen Live page. The page entitled Health has a lot of information about for instance, I've got a new one on the Daily Mail page about circumcision. That's a topic we cover quite a bit on this program. And the fact that it's barbaric, it is not scripturally sound, it is nothing short of child abuse. And the proof of this is coming out more and more. So again, for the people that, have doubts about that because of past traditions or something their preachers or so-called teachers are telling them, all you got to do is check out the information on these various websites about what is being done to the child and what happens in the botched circumcisions. A lot of people don't talk about that, but they do happen. So it's time for this barbarism, this Jewish barbarism, be taken out of the ranks of our people and stop putting our young children through the trauma and also the risks involved, okay? So I wanted to get to a verse here real quick because I'm going to admit a little something here. I'm a little bit pissed off tonight. You're going to have to excuse that because of some things that went down this afternoon just before airtime. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. But for the verse today, verses, I should say, today, we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 6. We're going to start at 16. There are six things which Yahweh God hates. Yes, seven. Which are an abomination to him. Now, I hope everybody here knows what the word abomination means. It's pretty serious. Arrogant eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness who utters lies, and here's the kicker one, and he who sows discord among brothers. He who sows discord among brothers. Let that one sink in, all right? Now, I'm going to bring a guest on here in just a minute, and then we're going to talk about a little bit of what I'm speaking on here as far as what set me off this afternoon, because this stuff keeps cropping up from time to time. The last time it did, it was when I was with Eurofolk Radio, and certain nefarious elements of the audience and some of the hosts got off on this tangent of slinging mud, making accusations, trying to censor, and that's when I left and started the program here on Free Conference Call. If I have to do it again, I will. Not a problem. I don't see that because I have more control over what goes on with this channel than I did at Eurofolk Radio, I don't see it being that big of a problem. But if it does become a problem, I'll move on. Because, and you know, some people say, well, Dan, you seem to be very arrogant. Sometimes you confuse confidence with arrogance. All right? I'm confident about what I'm talking about. Maybe other people aren't, but I'm pretty damn confident about it. I've walked a long walk. I've been down a lot of rabbit holes. I've done a ton of research. I've been through the dark days and dark valleys. And I've made my share of mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm perfect. But before you cast stones at me, you better check the glass house that you live in. And for some of the naysayers out there, let me know when you start your channel, will you? Okay? You think this is so easy to do? You start your own channel. Let me know how it works out. I'll be glad to come over and listen in. The only thing is, I'm not going to sit there and judge you. If I don't like what you're talking about, I'm simply going to change channels or go somewhere else. But some people just can't do that. They gotta cast stones and try to tear things down. And that's why we're reading out of Proverbs chapter 6 here. You don't have to worry about me, folks. I'm nobody, all right? But if you haven't figured out at this time that there's a living God and he has rules and he intervenes in the affairs of men, if you haven't figured that out yet, shame on you. Like I said, Jim Wickstrom tried his best to destroy me, and he's dead fairly young of a heart attack. Don Campbell in Minnesota tried to do the same thing. He's dead in his 50s from the effects of diabetes, but he was a liar and a cheat as well, and a fake and a fraud. So again, I had nothing to do with it. I'm just telling people, you know, when it says in here that he hates that, it's an abomination. People who just simply want to sow discord. All right? The scriptures give us how we handle disputes. How do you do that? You go in a brotherly manner and you question. You don't come in an accusatory manner when you don't have evidence. I've been down that road with Eli and the folks over at Eurofolk Radio. I'm not going to do it again. If you're not going to do it the way the book says to do it, then leave me alone. All right. I don't attack anybody on the list, on or off the air, on private calls, or whatever. I don't. What I do attack, though, is this kind of behavior. And I think I have a right to do that. And again, anybody that doesn't think I have the right or doesn't like what I have to say, be my guest. You can go tune in somebody that'll soothe your ego, tell you things that you like to hear. But we're not going to go the way of Eurofolk where we are going to censor a guest or you're going to tell me what I have to say or not say. Again, you're free to start your own channel. If you think you can do it better or you're better informed, well, be my guest. Do so with my blessings and everybody else's blessings. But don't be trying to sow discord amongst the brethren, especially at this time. The white race is under an assault like it's never been under. We're at the lowest numbers we've ever been. And we got people more concerned over superficial issues than we do the things that matter. Luke, I'm going to bring you on here in just a minute. Some of the current events going on, D.C. is still locked down. The Army, the National Guard, whatever, are going to be there till the fall. So it's just like the whole mask thing, the whole pandemic thing that's a fake and a fraud. They're going to keep it going in perpetuity. You're never going to go back to normal, folks, or what you think is normal. The New World Order has no intention of doing that. We've talked about that for the past year. All right? You're being fed a line of bullshit, and you need to wake up. It's never going back. and you have some really serious things that you need to be thinking about. What are you going to do when the time of testing comes? The testing, of course, is whether you're going to get that vaccine. Because they're going to make it very difficult. It's already showing up in other countries where you can't even go into a store now without showing that you've been vaccinated. The technology is allowing them to do this. A lot of people say, well, how are they going to do that? Hey, they got the technology, and technology is not our friend. They just passed the bill. Now we're an additional $2 trillion in debt. Again, it's all electronic shekels now. So all you got to do is hit a key on a keyboard, and they can generate $100 trillion or $600 trillion or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just digits in a computer anymore. That's why inflation is going to go sky high eventually, because anytime you create a fiat currency that's not tied to a precious metal, this is what happened. This is why the founding fathers said all your money must be based on gold and silver. Nothing but gold and silver shall be accepted for the payment of debt. That's their way of saying that's what's official currency. Precious metals. And you haven't had constitutional money in America for over 100 years. Ever since the Federal Reserve came in and they eventually took the silver certificates away, which I kept a copy of one. I've got one stuck away, what they called a silver certificate, $5 bill, that says paid to the bearer on demand, $5. Dollar is a unit of weight, by the way. It's not a currency value. It's a unit of weight, $1 of silver, of 99.9% pure silver. And that paper was good for cashing it in at the bank for silver. So that's what kept inflation under in check. All right? So all kinds of things are going on. There's all kinds of lies and deception out there. The one thing that you do know for sure is that things aren't normal by any stretch. Like I said, your capital is your capital is under siege. It's locked up. When has that ever happened before? Okay? When has that ever happened before? Okay, your currency is being debased so fast now it's making your head spin. All right? And I just checked the chat. John, no, there's not you, John, okay? And again, when I'm speaking of this stuff, I'm talking about an individual that went off the rails, all right? And that individual, as far as I'm concerned, is no longer going to be welcome on this program. So just take heart. Anyway, let me bring Luke in here. I want to talk to him for a few minutes. I know he's been up for a long time. Luke, can you hear me?
Yeah, brother. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. You're coming in loud and clear.
Praise Yahweh.
Yeah, praise Yahweh. There's been some accusations that have been made and some miscommunications, some misunderstandings. I wanted Luke to come on here so we can talk about this in an open forum, so there's no he said, she said going on. This is going to be out in the open. That way, if anybody has a question, they're free to call in and join us. But some accusations were made not only towards Luke, but towards myself. Okay? Now, if somebody thinks, for instance, now this is no big deal to me. Every now and then I mention how many live listeners we have. I was even attacked on that. And that's due to Angel here, who has the ability to see both the what they call the logged in visitors and those watching passively. Okay? I don't even have that ability. And I've said that before. I'm just simply telling you so you know that we have an audience out there that's bigger than you know, that wants to know this message, and I'm attacked on it as if I'm lying. I got news for you. I don't give a damn how many people are listening on any given night. When I started this radio program, I was lucky to have six people. I considered it a good night if I had six people listening. It's not about numbers, and it's not about money. It's about truth. Even Christ himself said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Not hearsay, not half-truths, not make-believe. And that's why this is 100% open forum, uncensored on this channel. And I'm going to say it again. If you're triggered or don't like what we talk about, then go somewhere else. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Anyway, Luke, I hope some of that stuff going on didn't dissuade you from coming to the Brotherhood or whatever, but
no.
I just wanted you to come in and just kind of clear the air a little bit. There was some discussions that went back and forth. I think you're aware of it, but anyway, if you want to take a few minutes and just kind of air things out for yourself, go ahead.
Sure. One thing I'm not totally clear on is now from your last message to me, I think that was somebody that you knew. Is that right?
That made the accusations?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody
yeah,
I know.
I mean, yeah, also now with the intro. Yeah, that's pretty clear. Yeah.
Right.
But before that, I didn't know that. But I did know that when I was invited to come on to your show the first time, I was aware that, I mean, I was expecting and ready that some haters might come out of the woodwork, because I knew there were some listeners to the show that had months ago been harassed, like really harassing the living hell out of me online. I was trying to ignore them, and then I ended up blocking them. And I just thought it was really cowardly. I don't need to go into insults. I don't think that's what you want.
No.
So let's see. There was a process. I've been making videos for a long time. I'm not anymore. I don't have plans to any time in the near future, because I just got my house and I don't really want people to track me down, because I know it's not really Big Brother that's my enemy on these kind of things of people tracking me down and stalking me. That's the useful idiots are the ones that have affected my life personally more when it comes to making videos and online content. So now that I have a house, I'm not on the move. I've been living a nomadic life for a long time, and so before I could just release videos, I was showing my life. I would show exactly where I was to anybody who could figure it out. I didn't necessarily say where I was always, but now I got my house and I'm not going to be going anywhere. So I don't really want to give up my location. So I stopped making videos for the time being, but I did it for a long time, and you could see a change. You could see a, let me get a swig of water here for one moment.
Sure.
You can see a change. I mean, like I said, I started out as MGTOW, and now I find MGTOW pretty reprehensible because of the guys that are doing it. They're not very high character. And secondly, and most importantly, what dawned on me after that was it's playing into the Jews' hands, and it's for white. It helps. It aids white genocide and white erasure replacement. So I say a big no to MGTOW, but I do admit that all their arguments are valid and they make complete sense, but we can't, it's not the solution. So that's one development. That's why I started with MGTOW, and there's been changes and evolution. I'm always evolving and growing. And since that, this 2016, it was more like living a hedonistic lifestyle, but I was still a monk. They call that in MGTOW, monk, where you don't really, you're not really interested in even having casual sex with women. You just want to focus on self-improvement and living a good life for yourself. And so I still mostly have been living that life. But my videos, I always tried to make them entertaining. I would obviously put on a persona. Some people that don't understand, I'm an artist. I'm an artist by nature. And I think filmmaking and acting are were a calling for me. That used to be what I want. You know, when I was 20 years ago, that used to be what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an actor. 20 to 25 years ago, and so it's still very fulfilling for me to have a creative outlet, and that's what I see it as releasing videos. But so I'm talking about red pill subjects always from the formation of my channel, but I like to make it entertaining. Before, when I started, it was very dry, very calm, like a Morgan Freeman reading, like Morgan Freeman narration or something. And I'm sorry to use that example because I don't like to give props. I don't like to give credit to blacks. That's just me. But that's just the first example. But I started out kind of dry and calm and very like everybody else's delivery. But I met another content producer who told me you need to liven it up and it's really boring. So I took that to heart very early on and I started learning to put on a persona. And it's sort of, when you're making videos on YouTube, it's like you can kind of get into like a WWE wrestler kind of performance to make it interesting for people while still the main point is to discuss truth and or else just documenting my travels and adventures. And so I'm taking way too long again. Let me get to the point here. So I was going to Russia. About 1 year ago exactly, I got back to Philippines from Russia and Eastern Europe. And this is when I was just coming back into mainstream Christianity, had not discovered CI, Christian Identity. I was coming back into mainstream Christianity, listening to like Owen Benjamin, and I was getting sick of him very quickly. So it was still very meaningless and confusing to me because it's mainstream Christianity. I wasn't into Judeo-Christianity at least, but it was still mainstream Christianity. But I had yet to discover the truth that makes it all make sense about the Adamic race. And when you put it all into a racial context, then everything in the Bible makes perfect sense. And it wasn't so confusing and meaningless. But so I was in Russia just over a year ago, Russia and Eastern Europe, and I documented everything in 25 parts, 25 videos. You get a little water here. And I think my voice dies because I never talked to anybody in real life. But at that time, I was still living a kind of hedonistic life. And another thing about this is, in my videos, like I said, I put on a persona. I try to make it entertaining. And now I wouldn't joke about the same things. I wouldn't have the same messages. And I wouldn't do the same things. But it was mostly words and not actions that people generally get uppity about. And this is not the first time, because when you put yourself out to the public like that, you get tons of people just harassing you and trying to ruin your life. And they're not even Big Brother. They're doing it for free. And it's like they're working for Big Brother. They're working for our enemy. They don't even know it. It's called useful idiots. There's just tons of people who have nothing better to do than they see somebody who's showing you their life and they're putting their heart and soul and blood, sweat, and tears into creating something for the public. And these people, a lot of them, there's just so many people that just they can make it their mission in life to try to ruin your life. And that, to me, shows that they have no life and that they are... I don't want to get into... I could get into a list of insults here, but I'm not going to do that. Because I'm not really talking about one person anyways. I'm talking about a whole set of what happens when you put yourself out to the public. And so, let's see. I got a prostitute in Russia. I made a video discussing it, like, in detail. And this is, like... Not like I was ashamed of it or embarrassed, but more like glorifying it. I wouldn't do that now. And now I'm more of the opinion that I don't really want to have sex with a woman unless I'm ready to have kids with her. Because now that I want to have kids, it's my biggest mission in life now. That's taking a big chance on, because now... That could ruin my main mission in life if I have sex with the wrong woman and I get her pregnant. So now I'm more, I don't really want to have casual sex anymore. And this is also, now I've discovered Christian identity. And for the past year, I've been investing a lot of my time and into learning these truths, learning the real truth of the Bible, which I never really did before, because mainstream Christianity is not the truth. But yeah, so I was in Russia. I was coming back into mainstream Christianity, but at least it wasn't Judeo-Christianity. One thing that I do believe about prostitution is that all women are prostitutes because it's in nature. Women want resources. They choose a man almost 100%, if not completely 100%, on how much money and resources he has. And there's not really necessarily anything wrong with that because it's nature. It's how how human beings work and how animals work. It would be nice if it wasn't taught. Now it's out of control, but women choose their man based 100%, almost 100% or 100% on money and how much money he has and how much he is going to spend on her. And then they will ration out the sex based on how much he spends on her or what he, how much he's doing backflips to beg for her attention and approval and validation, and she'll treat him like a good little doggy, and maybe and then she will also create more of a fantasy kind of invest herself more into the sex if he really was a good boy and pleased her the way like a good doggy. But The equation is the same, and I think dating is a less honest and less respectable version of just straight up prostitution, because it's like a money laundering version. It's like, no, you don't hand me the money directly. You hand it to this waiter, and then he's going to take that money and he's going to get things for me that you're paying for me, and you're doing it because you want to have sex with me. And if you spend enough, then maybe you get lucky. And the same thing with Valentine's Day. And it's the same thing with a wife. Like, all wives basically end up rationing out the sex based on how much their husband has been spending or if he, whatever. So I do believe that all women are prostitutes, essentially. And the only thing that changes that to me is if you're doing it to start a family or have a family, and I'm still I'm still learning. Like I'm still waking up to a lot of things, and I still have so much to learn about the scripture. And I'm, if you know, if there's something that can change my mind on this, I'm of course I'm open to it. But at least in reality, this is the way it is. I mean, in our world. So I still think that straight up prostitution is just more honest and respectable than what the way the dating game works and how generally a lot of marriages work. And so I don't necessarily have a big problem with prostitution, but I, now that having kids and starting a family is my main mission in life, that changes a lot, and I don't really want to do that.
Well, some of the listeners are being triggered by some of the verbiage on how we're saying it. As Angel says here, some women are not greedy sluts. I think it's important that we reiterate the fact that you're giving your opinion based on your travels, and you're just a novice when it comes to the biblical stuff. Mm-hmm. As far as the way it's supposed to be, and you're referring to the way it is. Well, the way it is not the way our Father intended, not even close. Because, yeah. First of all, He doesn't want us out there having casual sex to begin with, because all sex is supposed to be sacred and part of the marriage. Okay, now, nobody's teaching that much anymore. But again, this program is trying to get people to do it the way it's supposed to be done, all right? And so the listeners need to know that you're a young man, at least as far as I'm concerned. You're still a fairly young man. You're certainly young to the message. And your generation and the younger guys have not seen what those of us that are, like, I'm approaching 70 years old, so I've been on the earth a little longer than you have. So I've seen from the 50s and 60s where families where I grew up were much more in line with the biblical message than you, being just over 40. You haven't. You've lived in a world that's been contaminated with Jewish bullshit and Hollywood and TV programming, and now it's coming across cell phones and tablets and everything else, which is completely obliterated the way it's supposed to be done. So the listener needs to know that you're testifying to what your generation has been seeing and what you personally have seen. That doesn't mean that it's the right way. It doesn't mean it's you know what I'm trying to say. It's the way we should go. We got a caller if you are up for it. We got a caller here.
Is there a different chat that I'm not seeing? Because right now the last message is from Bubby 1483. Is there? It seems like your message, mentioning messages that I'm not seeing. Is that?
They come personally to me.
Oh,
if
okay,
it's sent personally to me, it doesn't show up for everybody else.
That's kind of what I thought might be the case.
All right.
Whoever wants to.
Yeah. Henry, I think you're open. You're on the call.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Luke a question or two.
You up for that, Luke?
Absolutely. I don't. I'm trying to be smart about, like, I love transparency, but I have to try to hold back sometimes. Like, given my location now that I'm stuck in one place, and trying to work on not giving, like, I don't know, certain information I need to be smart about. But yeah, I am all about transparency, especially in real life, and if I'm talking like somebody I trust, like Dan, but yeah, I really love.
Did you ever think maybe a little too much transparency?
No, I really, what's the
motivation for putting yourself out there on social media and doing kind of useless stuff and degrading stuff, whether you're Christian, not Christian, Christian identity, or not Christian identity? Or, as a matter of fact, age regardless, too. I can, you know, we can sit here and make excuses all night long for your social behavior. But, you know, I'm going to admit to you myself. Today was the first day I saw your work, if that's what you call it. You know what, Dan, you told me a long time ago, this is about truth and honesty. And as long as a person's being honest, then you should be able to express yourself. Okay, so that's all I'm doing here. Okay, so I saw some stuff today that I could, the only word I can think of is repulsive. How's that?
I think that you're not really, you haven't revealed anything about yourself that's, so
I've revealed enough about myself to the people who are here to know that it deserves a certain amount of respect. You're a brand new person here, okay?
And you bring
with you this plethora of video evidence of your life, and you put it out there. And by the way, I can never understand why anybody would do that in the first place. And you haven't even answered that question.
You just said
why
so much.
One,
there
what
was
is
no,
the motivation?
Not letting me answer anything.
Self-display of narcissism.
Sorry.
Please answer the question.
You're not letting me answer anything. What's the question?
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you keep talking over me.
You just choose not to. Well, go ahead.
Something about narcissism?
No, something about the motivation for putting yourself out there for all the world to see your every little quim and quirk, sexual deviancy, whatever you want to call it. You put it all out there for everyone to see, and I'm asking you, what is your motivation for doing it?
Well, like I said, it's a creative outlet for me.
Creative? That's right. You aspire to be an actor, right? That's kind of Jewish mentality, if you ask me.
Yeah, I have been corrupt. I mean, I was raised in this world, and I'm coming, I'm learning. You know?
Hey, Dan, anytime you want to chime in, if you think I'm out of line, feel free.
Well, first of all, we're getting into a discussion that should probably be on a call where it's just us men talking instead of a whole audience.
Well, I thought you made a point earlier
in
the show.
I know that, but it's going in that direction.
Then you want me to hang up?
Well, no. What I'm saying is when I'm on this platform, my goal is for us to iron out things in a brotherly manner, and we're not going to agree on everything. All of our tastes are not going to agree. It doesn't matter what it is. And we have to learn how we're going to deal with these kind of things, because they're going to crop up from time to time. And again, I go back to Proverbs 6. A lot of times our people do not handle, we do really good when everything is going well and we agree. Where I'm finding we have our troubles is when we run into this kind of stuff where we disagree. And we get into that area where somebody has done something and it offends. It's like I talk when I say about sexual preferences. There's a good reason why the scriptures do not talk about that, because every couple in the world has different ideas about what is and what is not acceptable. That's why it's just good never to even bring it up in discussion.
You must admit, Dan, there are certain hardcore absolutes about what that subject entails.
But again, it's why we don't talk about it, because what's hardcore to one person isn't.
So, are you disagreeing with what I just said?
No, I'm not. What I'm trying to say.
Why is that off limits then?
Because.
Because what?
Never mind.
I'll avoid it. Fine.
No, never mind. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
So,
Ever since this came up, everything, instead of just trying to get an answer from everybody involved in this, it's been more like an accusation. There's animosity. You can feel it. The spirit is not a spirit of trying to understand somebody or to coach them out of bad behavior. And I agree. Those videos are in poor taste. All right? I don't think there's anybody's going to argue with that. But the problem I'm seeing is, if Luke is here and being honest, he's saying, I did that in the past, I need to learn. How many times has he said, I need to learn? Well, like, as elders, are we not supposed to teach? And I don't know about you, but when somebody approaches me with an antagonistic attitude, I don't learn much.
All right, if I've been antagonistic, I apologize.
I'm just saying that's how it came across to me, and that's why it was like, this is not comfortable, because I don't sense, and even in the emails that were exchanged, I didn't sense a genuine wanting to get to a common ground or to work this thing out. All I saw was darts being thrown.
Not by me. Did I throw a dart?
No, not you, Henry. I'm not saying you. By an individual who's not here right now.
Okay.
And that's
all I'm saying is, Dan, all I'm saying is I got in the middle of it, but I didn't volunteer to get in the middle of it. But I'm not one of these people who, when I hear a certain viewpoint on something
that's important,
I don't listen. I do listen, and I listen to both sides. And you know what? At some point, you, and I think all of Yahweh's people would agree to this, we never make judgments without investigating things ourselves. Anybody who would do that and base it on someone else's word or hearsay would be a fool. And I certainly don't fall into that category. Okay, all I'm saying is we can't be soft-shoeing all the time and afraid to breach some of these subjects sometimes when they just occur naturally. It's not, I think this is, I don't actually think this is an unhealthy thing. I mean, if this guy, Luke, is... and even answer some basic questions that I don't even think are out of bounds or out of line. My basic question, really, I really didn't even get to the sexual aspect of his videos. That was secondary. I asked one basic question, and that was simply, what is the motivation for wanting? Please educate me, Luke. Okay, yeah, I'm a lot older than you, but I also talk to a lot of people your age and even younger, and I've got kids almost half your age. So I communicate with a lot of different people at a lot of different ages. And I'm still just trying to understand, regardless of the world that we live in today, where it's so popular to be socially active, why is that such a motivation for you to do? Forget the specific content of your videos, just the fact that in itself, made reference to wanting to be an actor. I'd like to know what motivates a person to want to be like the world.
I'm not. I was talking about race. I was talking about things that get you banned and hated by everybody. I'm not like anybody else.
I see a lot of people like you.
Most people are the same basic race, sex.
The older crowd does marvel, and I have to admit I'm in that group as well, does marvel at what people put on social media today. I mean, I never put that kind of stuff up. I never was on Facebook, Twitter, any of them, hardly at all. Because my generation, you just didn't do stuff like that. And I think what Henry's talking about is the younger generation seems to feel comfortable with putting stuff out there that's just like unbelievably private stuff. And if I'm reading it right, Henry, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess he's trying to find out, what is it with the younger generation? Where did that come from that they feel that these very intimate and personal matters are open for being broadcast?
Yeah, worthy of being even displayed out there for the mass consumption. I just don't understand the mentality at all.
I said in my most last video that I do like at least 50 to 60% of it is just videos for my own, like a video journal. That's at least 50 to 60%.
What makes you think it's even interesting to anybody?
I also said that in my last video. I don't care what anybody thinks of me.
And why put it out there?
It is also a creative outlet, like I said.
Creative? Oh, okay, that's debatable. But anyway.
All right.
You know.
All right.
You want to mute me or?
No. Well, if you're done, but you.
I don't know. It should get interesting if Luke wants to actually talk.
No, I feel like I'm under attack here, so I'll just.
This is an attack. Hey, buddy, you're no man if you call this an attack.
I don't compete to
You're
to get
no
a word
man if you call this an attack.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
yeah, whatever.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Luke, I am not attacking you, honest to God.
You just said I'm not a man.
Well, you're not acting like one. If you're willing to just back off with us over a couple of basic, simple questions, that's it.
I don't fight to get in a word when I'm having a conversation with somebody.
Am I really dominating the conversation that badly?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to back off right now and let you talk. And really.
If you have a question for me, I don't know what the question is. So.
Well, I think I've said enough. You obviously have a problem with me. If you want to just, say, communicate to me why we're not connecting, that'd be a good starting point.
I don't understand why somebody would see that video and be blown up with anger and disgust. I mean, I wouldn't put that out now, but I don't think it's that big of a deal for a single man traveling to want to get laid. I mean, this is also... Like I said, it's not what I would do now, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Actually, Luke, I wasn't even talking about a specific video that you keep going back to. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about more in general.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it's a pattern, kind of thing.
Yeah, so really, 50 to 60% of it is just for my own, like a video journal, and then I put it out because I like to put some editing work into it and music, and it's also a performance. It really is. It's clearly anybody who's talked to me, when I talked to Dan off of the show, it's different. Like even when I come on here, I'm trying to make it interesting for people, but it's not. But yeah, when I'm with my videos, it's totally putting out a persona, but also just amplifying who I am.
Trying to sell yourself.
Just turning it up. It's a creative outlet.
Is it trying to sell yourself be an accurate or inaccurate way?
Inaccurate, because I've already been banned everywhere, so it doesn't matter. I'm not.
Okay.
I actually.
Just looking for like a following.
No, I was going to say, actually, I find people, I'm banned to the internet ghettos that and even then, even these small platforms, people are fighting for clicks and views, and they want to have a hierarchy, and it all disgusts me, because I don't care what anybody thinks of me.
Let me make a statement here, mm-hmm. All right? Now, here's what I'm seeing as I'm sitting back here listening to this and what went on earlier today. None of this would be even talked about if an individual didn't make accusations and want background checks and a deep dive. Exactly what happened on Eurofolk Radio when I interviewed a naturopathic doctor who made a 5-year-old website where she got a little new agey, which was not even part of the discussion that night, not even close. And somebody took it upon themselves while the show was going on to go Google name and everything else and pull all this up and inject it into the conversation. So everything we had planned to talk about to help our people get better health was ignored because a group of people wanted to go into this avenue and just bash her on those comments that she made on a completely different website, completely outside the discussion, destroyed every good thing we were going to try to do. And that's my objection to what's going on. If somebody doesn't like his content, that's fine, but you got to go look for his content. He's not advertising it. He's not telling somebody to go watch it. He's not even saying it's worth watching. Somebody has to take it upon themselves to seek this out. And the individual that started all this bullshit isn't even here right now. But that's where it started, or we would not even be having this conversation. When the whole world is on fire, this individual throws this bullshit out, and now we're sitting here wasting our precious time over issues that would not even be talked about because nobody would even know this exists.
Well,
instead, we would be talking to an individual who has plainly stated that they did things in the past and that they would not do it again, which, as far as I'm concerned, pretty much everybody here can make that same statement. Every one of us has done things in the past that really should never be talked about and could be ashamed of. Every person here.
No one would disagree with that statement, and anyone who did would be a liar. Clearly, Dan. However, okay, the only thing is, I could be wrong, but maybe Luke would like to answer to this or just have a word about it. I was kind of drawn into this, so I'm doing what Yahweh commands me to do, by the way. I'm just doing my own, I'm using the brain God gave me, and I'm trying to make judgments based on what I see for myself and not be influenced by anyone else on either side of the matter. So let me be just clear about that, okay?
Right.
All right. So,
well, again,
and I haven't made it, and I haven't actually made any final judgment, but you would agree with me, Dan, that one of the things that we are commanded to do is to judge, and to judge every day of our lives. If we don't judge, we're stupid.
Well, agreed. Okay. But when you get into areas where we're going into right now, those are typically done in private.
And
and I and several other elders would go to Luke and have a conversation about all this off to the side.
All right.
That's typically how it's done.
Right. Let me just say this on Luke's behalf. So I assume Luke is still listening.
Yes.
So, Luke, just so you understand, I know you probably do not like me right now. That's fine. But just so you understand, all I'm doing, like I just said, is I'm in a process of making a judgment. And even, I think you would also agree with Dan that maybe you're a newcomer to this, but it should be, you know, there's a lot you learn when you come to identity. Mm-hmm. And so much of it is so crucial for our lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that I have. But we also have a moral compass. At least I did, and most good people that I know have had a moral compass for the good portion of their adult life, at least half of their adult life. And I think you're in your young 40s, right?
Right.
Okay. So all I'm saying is you don't necessarily have to be in Christian identity, or actually even call yourself a Christian, to have certain standards about certain kind of crucial type things in your life. So, you know, when it comes to morality issues and so forth and so on. And so I'm just in the process. I have new information I've looked at. I didn't want to be involved in this, but I kind of found myself into it. And I'm just kind of mulling over the information myself. And I am not, as far as I'm concerned, you could change my mind with anything you could say tonight. I haven't made no final judgment, but I'm in the process of just judging for myself whether you're good for me to be conversing with and socializing with or not.
In fellowship so with.
Fellowship. Call it what you want.
Right.
Right.
We got...
So that's for his benefit. I just wanted him to know that.
Right. We got John on the line as well. John, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dan. The thing that gets me, and I'm
this is not part of the judge, you know, somebody goes judgmental stuff, but what gets me is that people are, when somebody says that prostitution's, you know, basically what I'm hearing is good. I'm sorry, I can't buy that. That is just one thing. The message...
I didn't say that.
Well, you were saying, you did say a little bit earlier you did.
It came across that way, Luke. It came across that way.
Come on, Luke.
To me, I don't have a problem with you. It is how you convey the message.
Yes.
What you're saying to get people so that they don't sit there and jump to, you know, oh, this guy's a lunatic, whatever have you. And that comes from sitting there and looking at things and saying, should I say this here or shouldn't I say this? And when you learn how to convey that message, which is what I'm seeing tonight, is basically, you know, hearing you saying something and us thinking that it's something else. So it's my opinion that the message, it, you know, has to be conveyed, you know, right. And what choice of words is everything. It just is. It's nothing against you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, the other thing is I want to make it clear that, you know, you're talking about your house and stuff like that. You know, be kind of careful, you know, on that, because, you know, you're getting into the me, myself, and I kind of deal. Just, you know, again, it's a that's what I'm that's the message I'm receiving.
Yeah, I think.
And yeah. And to me, it's about being, you know, having the humility. I don't think, I think that you speak well. You know, you got a good voice, but it's the message. And to sit there and say, you know, I wish I'd have done this here. I did, and I, you know, and so on and so forth. And when you can articulate, I just think that it'd be great. That's, you know, I'm not trying to, but it's the conveying of the message. And to sit there and get us to on board instead of sitting there and all of a sudden we're coming up there, you know, throwing bloody daggers. Shouldn't be that way.
Right.
You know, that's just my opinion. I mean, we have, there's a lot of things put on there, like, on chat, type something in, somebody gets upset. I mean, and that's the same way as when you're speaking. It's conveying the message. People misinterpret things or whatever, but it's the meaning that comes there. And a lot of people want, as Dan says, the meat. They want, the message is the meat. The bones, they don't care about who's doing what, or, you know, what their life is, you know, all the other things. It's the Yahweh-centered issue. How did you come to get to Yahweh? And when I think that's key. And when you come up there and say, "Yeah, Yahweh came up here and I did this bad thing." You don't have to mention it. You know, if you want to keep things private, that's good. And you say, you know, Yahweh came in my life, and I got, you know, people are sitting there, and things have gone good for me, and all this other stuff. And to sit there and give thanks to Yahweh. And then to go to bed and say, "Yahweh, have I done everything that I needed to do at night? This is a Yahweh-centered show. Am I correct, Dan?
Correct.
You know, we're getting about somebody's private life. Realistically, I couldn't care less about the private life. As long as, you know, you have you are Yahweh-centered. And you're not a fraud, and you're not somebody who's going to mislead somebody. That's my message. I know I'm sounding long-winded, but this is what I've gotten out of this almost an hour now. I mean, it's like the deal mentioned about, and I'll mention the name, Gail Mack. You know, they called her a witch and all this stuff. Dan, through his, you know, he didn't have to do it, but he's a good guy. He comes up there, said, here, I'll get you Gail's number or everything. And that changes a person's life, and praise Yahweh for that. Praise Yahweh for having Dan come into a person's life. But the humility part is huge. The praising, the thanking, and you know, saying sorry and being contrite, but it has to be always Yahweh-centered. Because everything that you did here, there, you gotta put that in the past and come up there and praise Yahweh. You do the 759 laws that Yahweh commands us to do.
And I don't even know about that 759, but anyway.
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, well, that's a bit much to throw at them there. Come on, John.
Oh, I know.
759, come on. He's just getting started here.
But Henry, this is kind of funny. Every year, according to the science fiction writer Isaac Asimov, 2 million codes and over 100,000 laws are written every year in the United States. Can you imagine that?
Well, yeah, that's the opposite end of the spectrum.
It just takes time.
Yeah, but that's the opposite end of the spectrum. See, Yahweh's laws are simple. Man's laws are complicated and convoluted. So, you know, anyway, can I just add one thing to something that John just talked about? And again, this is Luke. This is what I would consider constructive criticism.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't. You said that you're not going to be making videos about prostitutes and stuff, and I'll take your word for that. But even if you're doing some kind of a video that has a sexual content in it, okay.
I don't think I would do that anymore.
Well, okay. Well, what I was going to say is that, please, the most insulting thing that I saw was, again, I saw this. It was kind of put there for me to just click the link. So I did. I was curious. The thing that was so repulsive to me, really, more than anything, was talking about and focusing on a sexual encounter with a prostitute, and then within seconds, praising our Savior and Lord and Redeemer. I can you just think about it for a second? At the end of your life, when Yahweh is standing there with you and doing a review of your life, if he ever took that video and said what he actually thought of how you kind of like, you know, insulted him, in the context of what that video was about, that to me is the kind of thing you should really, if you know, use common sense. Common sense should have, even then, I think, should have told you not to do that. You want to do a video about your sexual encounter, fine, but separate that from our Savior and Redeemer.
And
for your own sake.
Right. Here's the thing. What I'm trying to get across to everybody is that we're all going to have different viewpoints, different experiences, and sometimes we may step on toes. But the point I'm trying to get, and what really set me off today, was I want people to show each other respect. Okay? And to me, the people on this platform are the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme. And that's my opinion. And so it befalls on us to be the leaders, the elders, the example setters, as we're going into what's looking like the end of this age rapidly approaching us. It's rapidly approaching. And so to me, it's paramount within the family, because that's what this is all about, the family of believers in our Father. Within that family, we have to keep in mind that we are going to respect each other. And as you said, Henry, and it's very apropos, we should approach each other from an attitude of respect and humility and humbleness. Again,
yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say respect is also earned.
Well, that's true. But I've always looked at that I will give somebody respect until they show me they don't deserve it. Okay.
Right.
If I'm dealing with somebody I have no background on, I will give them that respect until they show me they don't deserve it. And then it's when me and one or two other brothers will approach the person, tell them they're acting out of line. If they come back to the brotherhood, fine. If they humble themselves and repent, fine. If not, then knock the dust off our feet. They can go their way. I'll go my way. But until that time, and that's what I was kind of, I won't say totally pissed off, but I was a little upset, because what I was detecting was that it was going into that area where there was no humility and respect. It was like an all-out attack. And again, that's the part that set me off. And because I respect the people on this channel with all my heart. And again, we haven't always agreed, Henry. You know that we've had our, we've butted heads on a few things, and John and everybody else that's on here, we've butted heads before.
Right.
But the point of it is that we should learn from that, and we come across again. We don't step on each other's toes in the area of being disrespectful. We can disagree. We don't have to agree on everything. Everybody here knows that, and we're not going to agree on everything. But I think we need to remember that we're members of the family, like my own brother and my own sister when she was alive. Okay, we fought like cats and dogs sometimes. I'm telling you. I mean, spit coming out, red-faced, anger, you name it, over issues. But we never lost sight of the fact that we were brother and sister. Never lost sight of that. And I never doubted for 1 minute that they would take a bullet to defend me, even if they were arguing with me. And that's all I'm trying to say is there's an all-out assault against our people right now. We're living it right now, tonight. These people mean to get rid of us, literally get rid of us. And I'm trying to bring us together to circle our wagons so that we can survive all this, come out on the other end, and rebuild a beautiful world, because they have effed this one completely up. And that's really what I'm trying to focus on. I don't really want to get into the details, the nitty-gritty of anybody's life or what they did in a past life or any of that stuff, because that's really not what we're here for. We're here to grow together, learn, and the way I'm going to look at Luke, until he proves otherwise to me, he's a young man, new to the message, and we elders are going to mentor him, if that's what he wants, into what we think our men should be, because a lot of our young people, even older people, didn't get much of a man in the house to teach them the way they should be. I'm finding that out. It's sad on how many households that is.
Yep.
And so I'm not surprised, because I've got children Luke's age, and they grew up with some of the nuttiest attitudes on earth. I couldn't believe it. But working with them, keeping our channels open, I can now say that my children have matured and they've come out of all of that. So I'm just saying, we don't want to burn bridges. We want to build bridges. and come together. And that's really the bottom line of all this. It's not the details. It's not the actual events. It's none of that. It's to me, it's when it left the idea of nurturing or getting to the bottom of it on a respectful level. That's when I was concerned. And I'm very happy right now with the way everybody's been conversing on here. I don't want to go down this too much further because there's a lot of other things going on in the world that I think the audience and I would like to get to move on to. But the point being that, you know, opinions have been expressed in fellowship, and I think we should sleep on them and pray on them, and then we can come back at another time and pick it up and go from there. A lot of times we say things, the Bible even says that, when you let words loose, they're like arrows. Okay? Think about this. You're an archer. You've got that bow drawn back, and that word is sitting on that arrow. Once you let go of that string, you can't pull it back. And that arrow has a very sharp tip on it, and it's going to find its target. And it can cause great harm, hurt, animosity, etc. But you can't pull it back. That's why it says be very careful before you let go of that string.
Yep.
Yeah. That's so, actually, you could actually use that as an analogy for Luke in future videos. Once you let that video out there loose, okay? This is Luke of 2021. Okay? So this is how I present myself. Mm-hmm. Because if you know, that's out there forever.
I look at it, you know, if a person's going to do this, and Yahweh said it, that'd be just something where you found Yahweh's chosen you. Now I'm going to focus my videos strictly on the Yahweh. I'm gonna get my truth thing, and that will if it doesn't bring in many people, so be it. But you're doing the Father's work, which should make, you know, and the Father will reward you. He'll bless you for, you know, doing these things. As far as the thing that people don't like you, I don't buy into that. It's just the fact that, you know, the message, you know, has to change as far as conveying it.
I know Dan wants to move on to other topics. Can I just say one final word regarding Luke?
Or sure. Okay. No, go ahead.
Just simply that if he's genuine and authentic in his desire for his future video productions, then, again, this is up to him, but if he's genuine about his desire to grow in Yahweh and the truth about identity, then I think he should use that platform for glorifying testimonies to what he's our Savior and Lord and Creator is doing in his life that sheds positive light on him, as well as how it's improving your own personal life, lifestyle and everything. Mm-hmm. And let that be a message. Use that platform that you have, you've already pre-established. Use that platform to uplift young men of the same age and who can see what's happening around us, our race, and you know, focus the energy and the video time and the performance, whatever you want to call it, to galvanizing like-minded folk about the right things, the important things, not sex acts and stuff like that, that are just kind of like, you know, everybody's personal shit, but the important things. In these last days, we all know what's important. That needs to be the focus, in my opinion.
Okay. John,
I forgot. Sorry, John.
Go ahead.
One thing I really don't want to forget to say that I had mentioned one-on-one with Pastor Dan is documenting the change in my life. I think it's important. I think it's important for people to see it, and that's what I've done. And if you, instead of just watch one video from a year ago, you watch the progression. I think it's important for especially people, maybe people like that were in my situation, people that are more like I was a year and a half ago. I think it can be important for them to see the change and to relate to it. And so that's why I think it's important to leave. That's why I think I should leave it up because to show, like I said, I don't need to repeat it again. But
well, here's the thing. You know, we've talked about it. Our Father judges us on our motives, okay? Sometimes we're going to disagree on how to accomplish something, but the Father's looking on the hearts of all of us, and he wants to know what's your motive for what you're doing, okay? Is it for uplifting, edification, making a better world, etc.? That's what he's going to judge on, and none of us here are going to be sitting in judgment of Luke. Ultimately, it's going to be the Father. So he's got to be more concerned about our Heavenly Father, who can see what's on his heart and what his motives are, rather than us. We can guess, but we really don't know. The Father does know. And like I said, I've seen guys with huge followings across America who attacked people like me, and the Father, they went down. They went down hard. I didn't have to do anything. And the other people that they attacked, they didn't have to do anything either. The Father took them down. They were exposed for being fakes and frauds and not very good people. And so in the end, that will always come out. It doesn't matter who it is. Okay? What is the motive? And again, that's what to me is critical. What is our motive in everything we do, every day of our lives? When you write a letter, a text, an email, a video, or produce a CD or a DVD, it doesn't matter. Everything we do in our lives, we are a living Bible to everybody around us. We are a living testimony to whether there is a God and who loves us and who takes care of us or isn't. Your life is a living testimony to that. And that's what people have to understand. And before you say something or do something, to me anyway, it's common sense to run it through that filter. What would my Father, who sits on that great white throne, what would he think about what I'm about to do or say? And too many of our people don't do that. John, go ahead.
I look at the good, and, you know, when you're saying the intentions, fantastic. Dan, that was, that's why you're more intelligent than than what I am. But you get that's wisdom with age. But I look at it as the good and the bad vibrations, because we're what do they call that, electromagnetic?
Yes.
We're on frequency, and we dance to the tune to whether we want to be with good vibrations or with bad ones. And in Luke's case, he's turning in to good vibrations. No, I'm not the Beach Boys, but but it's fantastic. It just truly is. I look at this whole thing as actually a positive, because you can see the positive vibes coming out there, and positive energy is everything in this world.
Amen. Amen.
Dan, if you want to proceed to set up something else, and this is going to continue, say the word, because I don't want to, set the mandate here for the program. But I just saw something in the chat box that I think is worthy of mentioning to our guest again.
Sure, go ahead.
Luke, you say that you want to use your historical videos. I don't know how far they go back, but
2016.
And you want to use them as like to show the progression of your transformation. Is that essentially what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So when did the transformation start?
It's never ending. It's always
happening. Yeah, but when did it start? There's always a starting point.
So there is a demarcation line on after my Russia trip, and first video of Escape from Philippines Part One is a clear.
Okay, I don't know necessarily what those, you know, are, the content is about, but I would think that content that's really, you know, distasteful, that was before the transformation. Like, I think you had one that actually involved, like, bisexual something, or I'm not sure if
no,
it was, like,
I would never
sex
do that.
With a, sex with a, like, a girly boy or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so that,
man.
I have been tricked. I have been lied to, and that's basically like rape. But
would you leave that one up, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, because I don't believe in hiding your past, or you can say I made a mistake and I don't do that anymore. Not that I ever wanted to have sex with a lady boy, but no, I don't really believe in hiding things. And even stuff from your past, I believe in owning up to it.
I'm not going to keep dwelling on it then. That was just my, you know, take.
Well, here again, this is stuff that's delicate, because a lot of people get triggered with this kind of topic and material. There's all kind of people that get triggered, okay? However, I can understand to a degree what Luke is trying to say here, in that there are people, and when I got, this is back in the 1970s, when I was working as a carpenter's assistant, there was a guy that came from Vietnam, a Marine, who was tricked exactly the way Luke was, okay? Because he told us about it. All right, so I can kind of see what he's talking about. If he's got a narrow niche of people that have been down that same path, it might reach them to say, hey, wait a minute, this brother's been through the same thing, and look, now he's been cleansed. He now knows that, you know, this is not the right way to go. He was down the same path, so he's not going to be condemning of me if I bare my soul and confess, blah, blah, blah. It's like a lot of us that have been down the road and have stumbled and fallen along the way. It makes you more humble. That's one thing for sure. Okay. People that live a stellar, never said a bad word, never did a bad deed, they tend to be somewhat more judgmental. Those of us that got ink all over us, we don't do that. And I think, I'm perceiving anyway, that Luke is talking about that. But here again, you got to be careful how you coach the words and who you're talking to and who your audience is, because, again, we got a mixed audience. Some people might be interested in hearing about that. Other people don't care. So, again, that's why I say let's move on. And I understand what he was talking about, and I'm glad that it turned around here to be much more as a coaching session or a mentoring session with a brother than it had started out to be. So I'm very happy about that. But with everything that's going on, why don't we switch gears a little bit? If anybody's got something to talk about as far as any of the latest news, I know David Rodriguez just put out a video about a couple hours ago where certain elements are saying that we've got a division in the military right now. About a third of the staff officers are deep staters or deep state supporters, where two-thirds are more in line with the Constitution and the Patriots. So does anybody have any information on that?
I haven't heard of that.
No, I have nothing.
Yeah, okay. But there was one thing that's, well, it has to do with the political deal. It has to do with Cuomo and Whitmer being in a lot of, under, you know, in the frying pan again.
Yeah. Political theater.
Yeah, it's political theater. But then again, you know, so could your military thing.
Actually, right. Yep.
So again, would somebody have the balls to sit there, excuse the language, to go out there and actually do something, you know. And I think that it's time. I mean, this is, you know, it's gone too far. I mean, I can't, unless everybody's going to sit that back there twiddling their thumbs all day, having one thumb in their mouth and one thumb in their ass, and then they switch thumbs after about 5 minutes. I mean, I don't see that happening forever. I can't see that going for a few months, let alone 4 years. So I'm thinking there has to be something going down when Dan, you mentioning that fence or whatever there are being from being up until September, you said?
Yeah, until the fall. The military, from what I read, the military is going to be basically locking Washington, D.C. down until the fall.
So what's the $64 question is, why aren't people coming in there and saying, you know, enough's enough? You know, everybody, they got excuse after excuse. I'm kind of curious how, you know, it just can't go on where they got a fence all the way around the district of criminals and somebody could come up there and do something about it. Because he said that Biden's on his last legs and that.
I think, you know, and I think that fence and that military presence is there for when the black Indian bitch takes power. I think that's going to piss off more people than anything.
Yep. How's that's that? Who they really, yeah, that's who they really want in the office. That's the real candidate.
The talk was, and this is yesterday afternoon, that Obama, you know, Randy mentioned something about a few weeks ago that about the earpiece, and Joe Biden had an earpiece in the debates here a few months ago.
Biden needs a brain piece.
Well, he's beyond the brain piece. He had one life cell that was on life support, but that's a goner now. But they were talking about an earpiece, and they're saying that'll be Harris as president and Obama as vice president. But then somebody came up with throw up a pass and let us entertain you kind of deal. But somebody had come up with a deal that Trump is going to be the Speaker of the House.
Oh, my. That's just not even... I can't even...
I'm sorry, but, you know, I was watching this thing here yesterday, and it had to do with Biden getting elected to Senate, and he's going to be the Speaker of the House, and I said, I think you're in the wrong chamber, my friend.
You know what I think? I don't know. I think, Dan, you might agree with this. I'm doing less and less watching of content creators on the internet than I have in many years, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah, I'm in the same spot. I don't watch much anymore because it's just to me, it's all theater. I want to focus, and again, this is why I thought it was so critical for tonight. I want to focus on what are we going to do, just like Buckminster Fuller said, if you don't like the current model, then build a better model that makes the old model obsolete. And that's the only thing nobody seems to be talking about. Let's build a better model. And the building of a better model starts with us. We're the building blocks, those who have truth, integrity, honesty, character, that know the Father above, whatever you want to call him, the Great Spirit, Great Father, whatever, all right? You know Yahweh God. You know he guides and intervenes in the lives of men. He has rules for us to live by. And we've violated virtually every one of those rules, every single one of them.
We've got
to go another direction.
We have a modern-day blueprint of how to do it. less than 100 years ago. Yeah, the outcome wasn't great, but I think we all know what I'm talking about. 1930s.
Oh! You when you said about, I was going back 100 years. So
I said less than 100. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Something. I missed that. All right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I think I think clearly, it has to start with someone like Elijah or like A.H. To galvanize the white Caucasians and retake our place. And we'll be in a much better position for our Savior to return and finish the deal when he sees that remnant willing and able to go against the odds and just get it done and get this whole shit show done.
That's a good question, Henry. Let me ask that question right now. According to Malachi chapter 4 and other scriptures, he said, I'm going to send you Elijah the prophet before that great and terrible day. And we know the scripture that says the whole world is in travail, waiting for the sons of the Father to be manifested. My question, and maybe you guys can help me out with this, if Yahweh manifested Elijah today, how many people do you think would pay attention and be willing to stand up and do something?
5%. Maybe 5%. That's my guess.
Oh, okay. 5%. You're talking about the world or United States?
Oh, okay. United States. Maybe. I would hope 15 to 20%.
Okay.
That's just guessing, though. Really.
Right. Well, yeah. Of course.
The circumstances. You know, the circumstances are everything. You know. I mean, we have so many things against us right now, but I don't really think it would take more than that. That's for damn sure.
The way I see it, he's going to do that very, very soon. All right. However, he's got to level the playing field, because you're right. His sons and daughters, the people that would actually stand with Elijah and any other prophet, are a relatively small number. So he's going to have to level the playing field. And I see the vaccine, the diaper wearing, and all the other ludicrous and detrimental things that people are involved in. I believe it's going to level the playing field. I think a whole lot of bodies are going to be gone in the very near future. So, yep. That to me tells me then we're in that end time stage right now. We're entering into that right now, because they are really pushing this toxic serum into the bodies of people. They're pushing it hard. And so that to me is the Father using wicked people doing this to see who is going to stand and who isn't. And the people that succumb to this may not be around very much longer.
Yeah,
now,
I was just going to say, he often, in the Bible, he often uses his enemies to accomplish his end goal.
Amen.
So that's
amen.
That. Yep.
So if he's going to eliminate 80% of the people walking the earth, well, that makes the Israelites' job a hell of a lot easier, because the enemy is really very small in number. They really are, and they're cowards.
Tiny.
Okay,
tiny.
They're cowards. Yeah, they're tiny. Now, Angel just sent me some good news. We could always use some good news. But the state of Arizona has now outlawed all abortion except for when it's danger to the mother. Only danger to the mother is a reason for murdering the child.
Praise for that.
So praise Yahweh for that. Now, I would have added to that that in the cases of rape or incest or interracial rape, that would be another cause. Now, that's my opinion, because, well, we all know where that's coming from. But at least Arizona's made a huge step in the right direction, has outlawed it, which is what should have been for a long, long time, since what, 1974? I mean, that's ridiculous. It's okay to murder a child. And that, talk about lunacy. We're all sitting around talking about health, and people are saying how concerned they are with the COVID and people dying, but they got no problem with what? What are we up over, 60 or 70 million babies that have been murdered?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. that makes this COVID, even if it were real, which it's not, it's just a different name for the flu, but even if it were real, how do you ignore 70-some million souls that have been butchered by this industry, and you got no problem with that?
Yeah, that's like the sure sign of a collapsing society is when you have the massive numbers of abortion on the one end of life, and now we're seeing the implementation of the so-called mercy killing, or euthanasia. That's what they'll probably classify it as, but that's what they're using these vaccines for, especially as they start with the older people.
Go ahead, John.
Follow the science. You know what, the abortion thing? That's science, you know. That's
right.
Well, that's right out of the Talmud.
Yeah, that's right. That's Jewish science.
You know, follow the science.
Talmudic.
Heart attacks is coronavirus. Cutting your hand off and bleeding to death. That's follow the science.
Oh, I know. Well, we got another caller. Go ahead, John.
The 60 million people, they'll say out of 60 million, That's COVID-19. That wasn't
a new strain. It's the new strain.
Yeah, it's that super strain that came off
England
or something.
All right.
So
go ahead. Did you finish, Hello? John?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. Cody's on the line from New York. Go ahead, Cody.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Very good.
Yeah, I haven't called in a while, so that's an interesting conversation tonight for sure. So I just want to mention this whole vaccine thing. I've been trying my damnedest just to wake people up about this vaccine, and it just appalls me how many people are actually sticking this thing in their body. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, after all the proof, and I just can't believe this is the utter stupidity. It's really at a point where I'm like, what? Why? I just don't know what else to do.
Yep.
Right.
We literally walk amongst zombies.
Well,
I mean, without a doubt, yeah, that definitely zombies. I mean, I just can't believe it. These people, and I'm sorry, but I call them complete and utter retards now, because they have no idea what's in this. They have no idea what is in this. I know what's in this shot, but they don't know what's in it whatsoever, and they're just like, oh, well, whatever, we're going to take it because, well, maybe it'll go back to normal and this and that. And it's like, it's not going back to normal, retards. Yeah. It's like, well, what the frick is wrong with you?
Unbelievable. I love the way Cody brings it, man.
I'm telling you what, I'm sorry, but it's just I'm at the end of my freaking rope now. And it's like, and I think a lot of people are fed up with it. I mean, not just me about what's going on, but I think I don't know what it is. It's kind of like they're waiting for something to happen, like someone to spark something, you know, like to set it off.
Oh yeah.
No one wants to be a martyr, you know. They don't want to get out of their damn comfort zone.
Right. Exactly. And for four years, so many people thought that was going to be the orange Jew. Oh my word! What a waste!
You're going to say orange juice, but.
And I think Cody's made a good point. It's the anger and frustration is evident. I'm on the phone all day long, and I'm in the office practically all day long with emails and texts and things from people who are pretty much at the end of their rope. So this, to me anyway, after being in this message for as long as I have, it's obvious to me that we've never been here before. So many people are exasperated with the corruption, the lies, the deception, the complete immorality that's going on around us. And they're looking for answers. And again, why I consider it's so important that we get it right, especially us men, all right? The men need to be lions. Now, we need to be respectful of our lionesses, the ladies. However, the focus right now has to be on the lions, because the lions have the biggest target on them. The lions have been disenfranchised for quite some time. The feminist movement certainly did a lot of that. The lifting up of children to the status of little gods, instead of like when I was a boy, all you were was a small adult. You got treated from about the age of 6 or 7 on as if you were just a young adult. You were expected to behave. You were expected to do your chores. You were expected to behave yourself in school. You had responsibilities. So, you know, and now we act like, well, you can't harm the children. You can't say a bad word. You can't punish them. You can't do this or that. So everything is out of kilter. And so we have to get it right here, because to me, this is the nexus or the nerve center for what's going to replace what we have right now. We're going to get through this thing just like Noah and his family. Okay, we're not going to go down with the ship. No, we are going to be in an ark, whatever form it takes, and we're going to come through this, and we have to work as a unit, and we have to build a better world. So that means we have to fix all the things that have been totally effed up by our ancestors, by society, by these Edomites that walk amongst us, etc. So we have a big job ahead of us, and we're running out of time. That's why I'm very concerned that we do things as right as we can get them, because I want the Father to bless all of us as we go forward. And if we work diligently as a team to be right, I believe he will bless us the same way he blessed Noah and his family.
Yeah, you know what? And I think one of the first things we as true Israel need to start doing a much higher rate of people is stop listening to these QAnon endorsers.
Thank you.
They're nothing but disinformation.
Amen.
Loser shills, from Robert David Steele to whoever you want to name next. I'm done with all of those losers.
To the one that Simon Parks, who has cat 4 times a year.
Oh, you know, I did some research on that dude, the guy from England, going back a decade or so. I mean, this guy has stories about visiting other planets. I'm telling you, he's so off the wall. We were listening to people like that. We're not vetting good enough, you know, and it's just, it's up to us. They're not going to save us with their master white hat plan. It's not happening. That's not how it was written either.
Well, that's not
how our people react to this kind of thing. We're not going to do it in that kind of capacity. It's going to take inner strength, and it's going to take someone. It's not going to take people like that who have worked inside the enemy's gates. We don't need people like that. We don't want people like that.
It's a real fantasy, this idea that I don't need to do anything. Somebody else is going to take care of it. All I need to do is vote.
I'll just agree with you on that. Yep.
Right. Well,
that's what I've been trying to tell people. I've been trying to tell people, you know, you got to do something. You can't just
Even if it's taking a few, geez, I can't remember what they call them, when they used to put these sheets of paper on people's windshields, flyers.
Flyers.
Even if it's just handing out flyers. I was recently at a doctor's office, and I wish I had them that day. I would have gone in the waiting room and handed one to every freaking one of them. And I know probably 8 out of 10 would probably crumble it up and throw it in the basket in for a second, but I don't give a shit. If 1 or 2 didn't, that would have been worth it. We have to start doing old school stuff. Stop relying on the stupid technology.
Yeah, well, it's just word of mouth, even. That's what I've been doing. It just it seems like people, they want to do something, but then again,
right.
It's kind of like, no, I got kids, you know, I got, you know, I got to feed my family somehow. What do I do? You know, I stand up and next thing you know, they're locking me up or doing this and that. You know, I hear a lot of that too.
You know what though? It's like a bully in school. You're in a classroom with 25 kids and there's one stupid ass bully who's got everybody intimidated until one kid, average sized kid in the class, stands up to him. And they see nothing but talk and no action. So when we see an example as a people, as a group, as unified people, and that now are starting to see it and understand it, we don't know what to do about it right now, but when we see someone and we see other examples of people doing the right thing, even if it's a small thing like I just said, handing out flyers and getting insulted for it, it'll give someone else the power and the wherewithal to do that themselves in another instance, in another place, and it will multiply. But look at the National Socialist Germany and Adolf Hitler. I think they started with 7 dudes, okay? And they grew that thing.
Right.
And he did it the right way. So it does start, it always starts small, but it starts somewhere. And it's not going to be with their weapons of war or their technology, because they've devised all of this as a tool against us. If we don't, so we have to be more creative. And what is the one thing that separates us from the other races? Our creativity. That's part of the DNA that he gave us that the other races didn't have, so they couldn't have dominion over the planet. He gave us that to have the ability to overcome. We're at that stage. There's like 4 stages through life that you can go through. I wish I had it memorized, but it's when things are the best, we get lazy. When we get lazy, things start to decay, and the degradation starts to take over. And until it gets to its lowest point, which it actually is right now, that's what it takes for us to wake up again and regain smart, strong men to say, fuck this.
Well, I do see a lot of awakening going on all over the place. But, like, just for instance, the amount of weapons and ammo that are getting bought up right now, I mean, people aren't, you know, they're buying them up for a reason. They know something's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen. I think
Sorry
what
about
you're...
the F-bomb.
No, it's, I'm just teasing you. There's a meme out with what you were just talking about. Hard times create strong
That's
men.
That's it. If you have it, read all 4 because it makes so much sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it here. I thought they would, you know, they made it look like on the link that it would take me right to it. So hold on. Oh, here it is. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. And then you just recycle back to the beginning. Hard times create strong men. So we're in hard times.
Right.
We're in hard times, and the good news is we have some strong men starting to step up to the plate, starting to learn how to be lions again. Angel sends in from Texas here. She goes that, one of the things that our people could do is have more children, okay? And I think Luke even talked about the fact MGTOW is actually anti-white. It's anti-against our people. But we got a lot of – it's a multifaceted problem we've got going on right now, and Luke talked about it in his age group and the sick and demented things that have been put in their heads and the things they have to do with compared to 20 years or 30 years earlier for my generation. And so we have a very multifaceted a cyclone that we're dealing with here, and that's why it's going to call upon us to have a lot of patience and a lot of, how should I say this, a willingness, as the scripture says, that when a brother strikes your cheek, you turn the other cheek. That scripture was talking about brother to brother within our brotherhood, not the alien, not the person outside of that. They strike you on the cheek, you turn around and hit them with a baseball bat. It's us right here, this group,
Yep.
Willingness to take a strike across your cheek and then turn the other cheek, meaning you're gonna take a lot of abuse sometimes, but the goal, the long range goal, is much more important than the short range offenses, because a lot of our people are too easily triggered, they're too easily offended, and they go off on tangents, and it's just a mess. And one of the things that my father taught me when I was a boy was to be able to take a punch. He put me in baseball and football at the seventh grade. I was on a farm, and you could get kicked by a horse or kicked by one of the cattle. Sometimes the ranch hands, they weren't very pleasant. If they wanted you to put staples in a fence while you're putting up barbed wire fence, or they needed you to hold something and you wimped out and dropped the hitch on a wagon or something else that you're going to hook up to a tractor, they weren't very kind at all. They were quick to let you know that you failed. And back then, I remember thinking, you know, boy, man, these guys are hard asses. You know, I'm trying my best here. But now I look back at it, I would rather have been a little hard on me than to be too soft.
Yep.
Because, again, hardness is something you pick up when you're around real men. And these guys were real men. I got to admit, Yahweh blessed me with the family, the elders, and the generation that I was brought up in. That the coaches on the football team and the baseball team, they would hit you. They would kick you. They would take a clipboard and wrap it upside your head. And that's in football when you had a helmet on. But still, I'm going to tell you something. That rings your bell. Mm-hmm. Okay? So these guys weren't easy. If you didn't perform, they made it quite clear very quickly. And so it taught the guys of my generation, anyway, growing up, that you got to learn to toe the line if you want to get anywhere, because nobody's going to have mercy on you. Nobody's going to pamper you. You're going to just get left behind. So you got to step up. But here's the good side of it. Once you learn how to do the thing right, these same guys put their arms around you, gave you a hug, or took you, like my dad used to take us to a treat at the Dairy Queen. So it wasn't a one-way street. It wasn't always abusive, always demanding. There was also reward. And I'm going to tell you, nothing is sweeter than to know that you went through the hard stuff and made it, and you learned, and you grew. And now the men that you respect are looking at you going, thumbs up, good job. I mean, it means something. If somebody's just telling you, you did a good job and you're a complete failure, what good is that? You haven't learned anything. And they know that, see? So we're not doing a favor to our children or anybody else by being wimpish and giving them accolades when they haven't earned them. That doesn't help anybody. You're supposed to have standards. You set standards for everybody. And just like the Father, he's got a standard for us. This isn't a free-for-all down here where go ahead and play in the sandbox, boys and girls, and you're going to get to come up here to heaven, and I'm going to give you a crown of glory, and you're going to live forever with me and have a gay old time, and you just play in the sandbox. We're here for a purpose.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The big thing, and I wanted to mention this here, was the fact that, people have this misconception of the lion. The lion is the man that's 6'5" and 225 and built of nothing but muscle. And
well, that was me a few years ago.
yeah. But I remember a guy that was 5'6" that could kick the crap out of almost anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that misconception of what is a lion, you know, people have that idea that it's, that the lion is.
There's many. I think what you're saying is there's a lot of different ways.
Strong, stuff like that. But they have to be smart. The statement goes, to be as cunning as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Yeah, and not
simple.
And
simple,
not. Huh? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish your point.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's not a problem. I just, the only thing is perception.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem. Somebody goes, what? You don't think a 6'5" guy is worth of his weight in salt? And I said, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's the heart.
Yeah.
It's that heart.
The combination.
That's what the build is.
What good is all the strength in the world if you don't know how to use it and you don't apply it to the right things? And you don't know, you know what I mean? It's like, come on. I see a lot, God, I see so many examples of this too, especially on social media. Not, Luke, this is not directed at you. This is just a general statement. I see some morons on social media. Oh, big national socialists, I'm going to go there. I seen one the other day. Some moron on World Truth Video. I can't think of his name. But he calls himself a national socialist, and he goes to some building where some black guy is apparently doing security, and I don't know what takes place inside this building, but it's, I don't know, New World Order, what the freak ever, you know, but he's outside of it, and he's demanding information and acting like, he basically acted like a 14-year-old stupid, ignorant imbecile, and he insults the integrity of people who actually look to something like National Socialism. And I'm not just glorifying National Socialism here. This is more about Yahweh than that. But National Socialism is the best example I can think of in the last 75 years of a group of people who got together and tried to defeat the beast.
I'm with you on
these
that.
These people, these ignorant idiots who have the nerve to actually call themselves... And I'll bet you any money if someone took this idiot aside and asked him, okay, so tell me what is National Socialism to you? He'd probably be dumbfounded. But, you know, he was cool, and it gives him an excuse to beat up niggers and, you know, or fake beat up. Now, by the way, it was a fake video. He beat up a black guy, and when he slowed it down in slow motion, they weren't actually punches. So, again, probably a little honey trap to try to suck people who like those videos and find out information about them. I'm so sick of this shills. It's so, that's why I was saying earlier, I can't stand the internet now. It's unfortunate. I don't have television. I have it all disconnected now. I've got a TV, but I don't have anything plugged into it, except if I link my laptop to it to watch something. And now it's getting to the point where there's almost nothing on the internet that's worthy of my attention anymore, because I'm so sick of being led down these stupid, I call them rabbit holes, but sometimes they're just like, they're just not even that, they're just stupid holes. And really, and you know, so what I'm doing personally for myself, anybody can do whatever they want to do, I'm spending tons more time in the Word, and finding that way, way more interesting. And hopefully, you know, on occasion sharing my thoughts with other people, hopefully like-minded people. That's all I care about now. And trying to reach as many people as I can at the limited scale that I have. Hopefully it gets bigger, but that's where we're at. This is just dire circumstances at this point.
Well, we have to remember, too, that, like I said, as we get into the darker days of this end-time scenario, you guys and gals will be beacons of light to the people around us. So you're going to have to stay at a higher frequency. And sometimes you got to step away from all this nonsense, all this kabuki theater, I call it, that's going on around us. So what I do is there's no radio or television on, and I'll put on classical music or piano instrumentals and just close my eyes and relax and either meditate about the world I want or say prayers to the Father, or sometimes I'll get on the phone with a brother or sister that needs uplifting. Just something productive rather than getting totally absorbed in the fear porn and all of this nonsense that's swirling around us. Because I'm going to tell you, in this crazy mixed up world, even though we're far from perfect here, you guys are going to be sought after for your groundedness and your wisdom that's based on us working as a team and what we get from the Father and out of His Word. They're going to be seeking it. I'm not saying all people are going to seek it, but the ones that matter are going to seek it. The people that want to be the Ezekiel 37, coming out of that valley full of dead and dry bones, which means spiritually dead people, that want His Spirit put upon them and learn and grow and become the living, breathing souls that we were supposed to have been. Because we are spiritual people having a human experience. That's what this is. And that's what we're supposed to learn. I mean, our people, we just have to keep in mind just how important that is. And don't let all this negativity drive you into despair or anger or remorse or any of that stuff. Stay on the higher frequencies, the higher vibration, which also comes out with, as Henry says, in prayer, reading the Word, applying it to the world around us, and having conversations with the Father. I mean, the Holy Spirit, He said, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit as what? A comforter. That's not a joke. It's real.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I just mentioned in the chat, you talked about listening to music. One of my favorite things to do is listen to this orchestra called Two Steps from Hell. Mm-hmm. I know you're familiar with them. They've done some outstanding songs. And to me, I don't know, it's just a personal thing with me. I read scripture and I soak it in. And then I want a time to just kind of think about what I've read. And I want to think about glorious things. And some of the songs that they do just put me in that kind of mindset. And it just mm-hmm. is, for me, it's just I suggest anybody who hasn't listened to them, give it a shot. You know, I've moved on from the kinds of music I used to listen to. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, haven't we all? Two steps from hell. Very good. Hey, guys, we're at the two-hour mark, so I'd like to go ahead and kind of wrap things up for tonight because I know everybody's tired out there, and I'm getting tired, I can say that. So if you guys don't mind, I'd like to get closing comments and wrap this one up, and then we can continue on the next show.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll start with Cody. Cody, any final comments, buddy?
Oh, just stay strong. Stay strong in the Word. I would suggest I have Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. That's some good reading there. Other than that, like I said, just stay positive and just that's it. So
very good. Right. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Cody. Take care. Yahweh bless.
Later, buddy.
Yeah.
John, how about you, bud?
Well, I'm pleased with what I've seen, what I've heard. Everybody is, you know, all okay. You have disagreements, but then you come up there and you patch things up. Hey, that's more of a man than most people are just sitting there and got their head, you know, stuck up, you know, where the sun doesn't shine. So I'm pleased as punch. May Yahweh bless you all, and good night.
All right, John, thanks a lot. Yahweh bless to you and your family.
Thank you.
Yep. Henry.
Yeah, just wanted to, I guess, say... you know, I didn't mean to come across as antagonistic or anything like that earlier. Just speaking my mind, just being open, and I have no personal vendetta, certainly, against someone I don't really know. So, right. Luke, don't think I'm your enemy. I'm just, I look out, and I observe, and I, you know. And in time, you'll prove yourself. That's the way I look at it. So,
mm-hmm.
That's it. And, thank you for the time, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely, Henry. Take care, and you and the little lady, Yahweh bless your hearts, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
Okay, Luke, final comments, bud.
Well, thanks for hearing me out, guys. I'm definitely going to take what you said to heart, and I think you all made valid points. Iron sharpens iron. That's
amen.
You know, sometimes you need a little beating, or just this is how men talk to each other.
Right.
And you don't take anything personal. You just, you know. So I understand that. Let's see. I don't really have any other things that I can that I haven't already said. That I guess I would. I still have. I want to say that I'm going to leave those up because I think it's important to show the story, to show the change. And anybody, I want to reiterate that that anybody who watches anything after that, especially after I got back from Russia, there was a big break, and it was Escape from Philippines Part 1 is the demarcation line where everything changed for me, and it was still a process, and it's an ongoing process.
Right.
But I get too long-winded sometimes, so I think I could just leave it like that.
All right, Luke, take care. Yahweh bless.
Thank you. Yahweh bless all you.
All righty. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, thanks for tuning in, and thanks to everybody that joined us in the roundtable there, Henry, Luke. I'm having a brain cramp here. John and Cody. There we go. Okay. I'm getting old. What can I say? Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We want to thank you for watching over this meeting of your children. We don't do it always right, Father, but we're trying to learn. We're trying to be the best we can be. We know these are very perilous times. That's obvious to anybody with a brain that still functions. And we also know, though, our redemption is near. You said when this total chaos, or as the scriptures puts it, a great shaking in the heavens and the earth, when we were witnessing this absolute chaos, that was our sign that the redemption is right around the corner. And we trust in that. We trust you. We trust in that redemption being very, very soon. We know that as the sons of Yahweh, we are going to be playing a part in this end time scenario. We don't know what that part is just yet. It hasn't come into full focus, but we do know we play a part. And when we get together as a team, like tonight, I have great confidence in the fact that we're going to be able to overcome anything that comes down the path, and we're going to grow. As Luke said, iron sharpens iron. We certainly got some heavy-duty iron on this program, and that's the part that's nice, is that even when it goes sort of like the iron is drawing sparks, in the end, we become sharper tools, sharper weapons to use against our enemy, because we can take that, mold it, learn from it, use it, and make us better men. Because we have to step up, guys. And Father, I'm asking for help for all of our men. Help us to be lions again. The women are desperate to see lions amongst our men. The children are suffering because of the lack of lions. Our society is in the abyss because of the lack of lions. There's lots of players and cardboard people, Father. We need lions. So raise the lions up. Pick out who you want to be your leaders and get us ready for this final showdown with the wicked, because we are going to crush them. And how we do it will bring glory and honor to you. And for that, we're very thankful, because you deserve it. We don't. Nothing on this earth deserves it. Only you do. And to that end, Father, we ask that you bless us, forgive us our sins, lift us up, give us good discernment, clear vision, brotherly love amongst the brethren, and always we ask that you protect us from our enemies. We ask this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.